This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We're back, folks. Dr. Cade Brumley, Louisiana State Superintendent of Education, joins us. He says that students and teachers deserve peaceful schools, and we know that it only takes a few bad apples to disrupt the entire apple cart. Dr. Brumley, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Newell, and thanks for leading with that. Yeah, I agree. The overwhelming number of students in Louisiana schools every day are meeting behavioral expectations. But in the event that they don't, I think we just have to make sure that we have expectations in place of what happens next.
Look, I was very excited that you came out with this presser in sending the message, setting the bar, making it clear, you know, that we need to set our expectations, and those that don't meet those expectations, that there's going to be consequences. Because we have a lot of other students that have gone about, just as you pointed out, taking the task serious, knowing that it's important for them to be successful in life, and they want to accomplish something. And those that don't, they need to be dealt with.
Yeah. And let's talk about who's frustrated, Newell. It's students who are going to school every day, wanting to get an education, wanting to socialize with their friends appropriately. But these disruptions sometimes get in the way of that. And furthermore, whenever I have visits with classroom teachers, everyday classroom teachers, they will tell me the most frustrating thing about their profession isn't pay. They certainly want to be compensated fairly. But number one on that list are things like excessive trainings, bureaucracies, not feeling like their voice is heard. And finally, Newell, classroom disruptions that are preventing them from teaching and students from learning.
Many, many years ago, we did an internal study in our juvenile division looking at what were some of the early onset characteristics exhibited by young kids that ultimately led to being real problematic children within the juvenile justice system. You know, it was one of the number one indicators? Battery on a teacher. If a student is willing to batter a teacher, the likelihood of him or her visiting and over again and reoffending in a juvenile arena was somewhere north of 75%, which is statistically significant, right?
Well, that shows a complete disregard for a civil society and authority, and so I'm not surprised by that at all. What I'm trying to do is just to begin the school year, just asking school superintendents and school principals to commit to practices that do restore peace and order in a classroom and on the school campuses from the beginning of the year. There were a couple of laws passed overwhelmingly this legislative session that I think helped that. One of those bills essentially says that if a teacher has to call the school office because a student's not meeting expectations, is a complete disruption for behavior, then the principal has to remove that that student from the classroom. And furthermore, if this happens multiple times, then the school has to set up a conference with the parent before that child will be allowed back into the classroom. And further, that teacher can't be held responsible or punished in any type of way for reporting this behavior and trying to have an orderly classroom. The other one, Newell, indicates that if a student is suspended three times for serious types of infractions, not just dress codes or tardy or something like that, but the student would be expelled essentially to an alternative site where they could get the behavioral or mental health needs or academic needs so that they could return, hopefully, to the general education setting and be successful. But we have got to move beyond the notion that we can accept any behavior that students display in a classroom, any behavior that they want to display on a campus, and it's okay. It's not. Schools are places for learning to materialize, and that requires order and peace and not chaos.
So school campuses, Dr. Brumley, I think you would agree, is they're nothing more than a reflection of society at large, right? There's bad
That's
behavior
right.
out there. And there are some folks that are going to bring bad behavior to the campus. They need to be addressed accordingly. There's no difference. Once you get inside that fence, you should not be cloaked with all of these protections relative to accountability for bad behavior. It is what it is.
It's really,
it's nothing more than a reflection of society at large. Yeah.
Yep. And it's about expectations, and you set the expectations, and I believe overwhelmingly, just like society at large, overwhelmingly students are going to meet those expectations. You know, in our society, overwhelmingly there aren't complications because most people are just trying to go about their day, do their job, you know, live life with their family and friends. And that's the same at the school level. Kids are just showing up. They're trying to get an education. They're trying to have fun with their friends, and they're not engaged in those behaviors that don't meet the expectation. But they should not be compromised, or they should not feel insecure because of a small number of students that are not meeting those expectations. And so I want to do my best to provide environments for teachers so that they can just simply teach the academic content and kids can learn. And hopefully the letter that I issued to superintendents and it will serve as the cover that they need to simply hold those expectations. And but again, Newell, like at the end of the day, implementation is going to come down to those leaders in local school systems or across the state of Louisiana and those leaders on campuses to secure the peace and order that teachers and kids need.
Last year, we had some troubling instances, did we not, in both middle schools and high schools. And the year before as well, I remember seeing video after video after video, and I'm like, what the hell's going on? I mean, you know, police on campus, I was one of the ones that helped facilitate that. In fact, then Sheriff Harry Lee, we worked with Elton Lagasse, who was the superintendent of education in Jefferson Parish at the time. He asked me to take that task on, and I did, and we implemented that program there. And it worked for a long time. One, a little bit of fear. Two, respect, you know, of having law enforcement on campuses. There are some campuses, it's of no moment if you have, you know, a uniform and a gun. Based on some of the videos, not only in this state but around the country, that you're seeing going on. It's just, it's crazy.
Yeah. Well, and furthermore to that point, Noel, you did do a good job. And I think even now in Jefferson, Sheriff LaPinto does a good job with this. You know, officers that are working at a school, I think there could be a concern if they become too friendly, too buddy-buddy with the student population. I think that what we expect is, you know, a warrior out there, you know, a warrior that maintains solid relationships with the kids, solid relationships with the parents and the educators. But at the end of the day, that police officer is someone that, you know, is willing to put themselves in harm's way for those kids and for those teachers. And that's the nature of law enforcement. And so I certainly back our law enforcement. But whenever you have a situation where a student isn't displaying respect for law enforcement on a campus or a teacher on a campus or even their peers, that's a student that has to be addressed so that they can get off that campus if it's habitual, and go and get the support that they might need so that they can correct their behavior so that ultimately they can be successful in society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And as I recall, Dr. Brumley, this legislation, both Act 400 and Act 337 that you referred to, these were things that were asked for by teachers themselves, right?
That's right. You know, we had our Let Teachers Teach work group that I pulled together during the spring, and we just recently put out a set of 18 recommendations on, you know, removing excessive trainings, classroom behavioral issues, some instructional issues. And so it's a good set of teacher-friendly recommendations that will improve the profession while maintaining a focus on student learning. But these recommendations line out right with these laws that were passed that I highlighted in my letter. And, you know, some people were upset. You know, why would I send out a letter requesting more assertive practices, you know, requesting that schools set these high expectations and hold students accountable? You know, what I would reference is, you know, I'm referring to a couple of laws that were just passed in our legislature, and I'll tell you, Newell, these two bills, one of them was unanimously, I believe, passed in the House and the Senate, and the other was unanimously passed in the Senate. It did not have unanimous approval in the House, but I can tell you these bills represent the fact that our legislature, too, sees this as an area where they want to help and they want to support, because they overwhelmingly pass these bills. And so I just think we need to get everybody on the same page that we can have high expectations for students, and by doing that, we can hold them to those expectations, and that's going to help our teachers be able to do the job that they want to do. And at the end of the day, if that happens, student outcomes academically should increase.
No doubt. I can't imagine there's folks arguing that point with you. I hope not. Anyway, a lot of these remedial actions that have been taken was to create that environment and that landscape and atmosphere that is the most conducive to learning, not just conducive, the most conducive to learning, right?
Yeah, and whenever I was visiting with teachers, Newell, the group of about 30 over the course of the spring, this was like one of the primary issues for them, both thinking about, you know, recruiting other people into the profession or staying in the profession, you know, being able to be retained in the profession, is these disruptions that are preventing them from teaching and kids from learning. And so I just said, you know, I've seen fights on campuses. We'll continue to see that. We, you know, it is the way it is. It's always been that way. But can we reduce them? Yeah, I think so. Can we make sure that behavior improves on campuses? Yeah, I absolutely think so. And so that's what we're trying to do. And I did not want to remain silent on the issue. I wanted to use the voice and the position just to encourage superintendents and principals to be a little more assertive in dealing with these types of behaviors.
On a text line, says Newell, I retired after teaching agricultural education for 33 years. Thanks, the superintendent, for addressing the biggest academic issue in the classrooms. If the students are disruptive, the students can't learn, and teachers can't teach. That about sums it up.
Yeah, that does. Newell, I heard that from a principal just yesterday that, you know, she was excited about the letter. She had printed it out. She was excited to have the cover just to help support her teachers. I talked to an individual 2 days ago that their family member had to resign early from the profession just because they were frustrated with disruptions in the classroom. And so enough is enough of that. You know, we need to get control of this, and that's what we're trying to do.
Doc, let me ask you something. Do you think student-teacher ratios contribute to some of these problems?
Well, there certainly is a number of students that is too high. And so what we have tried to do is adhere to policy recommendations that are already in place. And so, you know, certain grade levels can exceed certain numbers. And so we want to make sure that remains the case. And I would agree that if those numbers get too large, it does impact being able to manage a classroom, but moreover, being able to provide the academic support that students need. But I do believe our current ratios that are defined in state policy are appropriate, and it gives local school systems some flexibility as they might need it.
Yeah, that for sure. Dr. Brumley, we thank you for joining us. Thank you so much. Best of luck with this school year. We appreciate the job that you do, and we will be checking back with you soon.
Yeah, sounds good, Newell. We have a lot to talk about this upcoming year, so thanks for having me on.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Cade Brumley, Louisiana State Superintendent of Education. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.